Checkmate 1-6, immediate suppression on target.
That's why I see him in the shot.
Shot or no shot with Captain J-Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
That's why I see him in the shot.
Good morning and welcome in to the Captain J-Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000. And streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood with you. Now time for Shot or No Shot, brought to you by...
That'd be ESPN Bet, now live in Illinois.
Sign up today and the users get $100 in bonus bets with any sportsbook bet. We say good morning to a happy man who got his quarterback in New England, J.W. Norland.
Good morning, boys. How are we feeling? Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze, Chicago Bears.
Oh, it's a great day. It's a great day for the Chicago Bears because of the competency cap that we see at House Hall. Once again, for those that are just tuning in on the program, we appreciate you checking out Cap and Jay Hood, especially on this Bears Victory Friday. But the point is, though, is that the activity that the Bears have done is a far cry from what we've seen in previous off seasons. And this is why it's a reason to be optimistic. Not giving you the Lombardi Trophy, not giving you the division. What I'm giving you this morning on this side of the table is this is different than the years past because of how this is built.
Yeah, I just, as I said to you earlier, the word you use, process, is what makes me so happy to see how they did their process.
Celebrated today.
Like when Ryan Pace picked Mitch Trubisky, the process was flawed. He didn't tell his head coach, who's a veteran head coach who'd taken two teams to the Super Bowl. Whatever you like or didn't like about John Fox, you can't deny the man's knowledge and resume. And so you don't tell your head coach because you're afraid he's going to tell someone else and it's going to spoil your plan. That means you got a dysfunctional franchise from the get-go.
That's right.
And the fact that the team president and the owner allowed that is unconscionable.
See, that's when you are not a sound, quality organization. You're not running business properly. Everyone with the Bears are on the same page.
Right.
That might have been a push and pull of what you want to do at nine in that room. But ultimately, it's on Ryan Poles to say, okay, we don't know how long Keenan Allen's going to be here, but Adunze and Caleb Williams will grow up together in this offense, and they're going to make it happen.
Correct.
He sees Adunze as the future of the Bears.
But we saw, and I know he's picking one, so he doesn't have to disguise things like pace. I know that. Their process, we're going to go out to the pro day. We're going to have dinner in L.A. We're going to interview a billion people about this kid. We're going to do all these background checks. We're going to bring him into Lake Forest. We're going to have him have dinner with some of our teammates. And Ryan Poles not even be in the same room so he can relax and be with players. And all those players weigh in and said, yeah, that dude's he's legit. We're in. We like that guy. What Andrew Brandt worked in the Packer front office, and now he's left football. He's a journalist. He said, just tweeted this. Remember when Caleb Williams was going to A, stay at USC for a big NIL package?
Yep.
Two, not play for the Bears and engineer a trade elsewhere. Three, demand equity in an NFL franchise and not sign a standard rookie contract. Oh. Lesson, ignore the noise.
Yes.
Caleb Williams never, ever talked about any of that. That was all a bunch of nonsense out there.
Yes, and I know that there is so much news and conjecture and rumor and innuendo out there about draft picks and sports in general, but when you hear just a rumor, it doesn't mean it's fact. And those things that was just pointed out, that was thrown in our faces like a furnace blast.
Yep.
Telling us that, oh, Caleb Williams is Hollywood and Caleb Williams doesn't want to be here and his dad's going to be this big influence and he's going to stay at USC. Again, just listen. Just listen. When you have somebody that's on the inside or someone that has the knowledge to say, hey, I was told so-and-so and so-and-so here from the home of the Bears, I mean, you're pretty much putting it in the bank. If you happen to be the home of the Bears, might know something about the team while we're here.
I was walking from the garage
shot
this morning.
Shot.
Yeah, I know. The garage this morning.
Yeah.
Some jackaloon stops me. He's like, I can't believe you like that draft pick. Kid's a diva. He's this. I said, you know nothing about what you're talking about. Go into your Dunkin' Donuts and get your coffee. And I walked on, and he's like, oh, sounded like Greeny. Shay.
Here's Shay Dorley.
Oh.
All right, here's your football equivalent of a blue chew, Bears fans. This is your 2024 starting offense. Caleb Williams, DeAndre Swift, DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Rome Odunze, Cole Kmet. That's 2,000-yard Pro Bowl wide receivers, a rookie receiver coming off a 1,600-yard season his final year in college, also caught 13 touchdowns, and your quarterback billed as the best QB prospect since Andrew Luck. Shot or no shot, Caleb Williams will be the first Bears quarterback to throw for 4,000 yards in his rookie season.
That's a shot. That's an absolute shot. You've got weapons all over the place. Weapon after weapon. Love, love, love it, and I think he will.
Blessed with good health, he should be able to do that. That is a shot, because that's what it's predicated on. And him being on the field, that's what it's predicated on. He has weapons to do so. Does he have enough infrastructure in front of him to give him those time for those avenues to throw down the field? Now, if that's the case, then the world is his oyster. I mean, there's some spots here for him at quarterback for him to surpass pretty easily. And there's some milestones he could pass pretty easily as a Bears quarterback.
No question about it.
For the amount of Bears quarterbacks we've seen.
Just stay healthy. Just stay healthy.
I mean, those records are right there individually.
Correct.
I want progress. Shay.
What about 30 touchdowns?
Yeah, that's a shot.
That would also be the first.
Yeah.
Justin Herbert did it as a rookie, 31-10, and not even a full season.
It's all attainable.
It's all attainable.
Yeah, it is attainable. Again, he needs the time, and here's what I'm going to tell you, Cap, and I said this months ago. Shane Waldron's the new offensive coordinator, and you have a new quarterback in place. I'm not going to throw cold water on anything. What I'm saying is it's an adjustment for everybody. From the beginning, him to be able to learn the NFL. He is in college at a high level in the Pac-12. There's not a Pac-10, whatever. But the point is that he's got to be able to learn. They all have to be able to work together. Hopefully it happens sonically for this Bears team.
Yes.
Shay.
All right, Ryan Poles spoke last night debriefing the first round of the draft, and sounds like he's done talking about the history of Bears quarterbacks.
I think he just kind of wanted to get a feel for everybody in the organization of what were we about in terms of, like, what's our direction, what's our North Star, how are we going to get there? And I think through our actions we've shown that. And, you know, the history is the history. Like, I'm kind of done talking about it. Like, we go back so much all the time, and those days are over. So we're bringing players in here that want to really just change everything up and do things a different way. Obviously, we love our history here, but it hasn't been smooth recently, and it's time to change. So I feel like we got to stop going back all the time.
Shot or no shot, the Bears quarterback history doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, we're on to bigger and better things. Don't forget it and understand how hard it was to get to this point, and we've accomplished nothing yet because we haven't played yet. We've got the kid. Yep. It looks like it's going to be great. Don't forget your history. Don't just erase it. It is what it is. It is your history. But now let's write a new chapter.
Yeah, it is. The history does matter, Shay. It does matter. Now, does it matter to this regime or for Ryan Poles? No, it shouldn't matter. But the point is that for context, we have to talk about where the Bears have been and then where the Bears are now and where they can be. You cannot tell the story of the Chicago Bears without talking about the ineptitude of the quarterback position. You know, I mean, he can erase it, yes, because he's focused on the today. But all of us that's lived here and seen all this Bears team not being able to get it right at quarterback for the majority of our lives, of course. You can't tell the story without talking about the history first.
Correct. To come from way back, you have to be way back. We've been way back. Now let's go.
I know in some sections of our society, many would like to be able to, you know, erase history, but you can't erase history. You can't just live in 2024. It's like, whatever happened before, that doesn't matter. It's about what's happening now. No, that's the reason why that we have history books and the reason why we have context, because we have to take a look at how things evolved or devolved.
Correct.
Especially with the Chicago Bears.
You are correct. You realize, and Bill Barnwell wrote this, I saw it on Twitter, but I was thinking the same thing, but I'll give him all the credit. 2 years ago, Dante Pettis, EQ Brown, and Amir Smith-Marset were getting starts at wide receiver. Rome Odunze is your third on your depth chart. Third!
I don't know, Cap. We can win 10 games at Marset. I don't know about you.
Those people that picked the Bears to win 10 games in 2022, you really need to get tested.
Yeah, you want to know what talent looks like. Look at the depth chart for the Bears this morning.
Yeah.
Here's Shea Norling.
Well, look at talent around the league, too. 23 of 32 first-round picks were offensive players, leaving top 20 defensive prospects on the board in the second round. Bears are short on capital the rest of this draft, but next year have some extra picks that they could use to move around a little bit. And it isn't just defensive talent that fell. Another player who was linked to the Bears early in this process is still available today. Shot or no shot? The Bears should trade up for Oregon center Jackson Powers Johnson.
You know, there were people calling the show a month, 6 weeks ago. We should take him at 9. Now we had the Duke center, and they have already said they're going to play him at center in Tampa, go like pick 20 or thereabouts. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what Pohl's eval on Jackson Powers Johnson is. If he has a really high grade on him and he could make a decent deal to go get him, why not? Absolutely. But what about the kid from Illinois, the three technique inside? Jerzon Newton.
Mm-hmm.
He's on the board.
He is.
Kool-Aid McKinstry, the corner, is on the board, who a lot thought was a first-round pick. There's a bunch. There's some edge guys still out there. Go get the best player on your board if you feel he, you know, is something you can use.
Sure. I'm still steadfast in belief that the Bears could get more picks here in this draft. They didn't go down at 9. They got the wide receiver they wanted in Rome Odunze, but they should get more picks if they can.
That means you're going to have to give up next year's capital. So
I'm here.
Don't they have 11 picks next year? Like that?
Yeah, it's fine.
And Pohl said, it's going to be hard to make our football team.
Yeah.
So do I need 11 picks?
Probably not.
Probably not, but it's got to be the right deal for the right guy. Like if you're sitting there in your war room and you go, Ian, that dude's still on the board. Where do we have him? We've got him, the highest rated guy on our board right now.
Yes.
Make the call.
Sure.
Let's go.
Sure. I that's a shot for me because you want to, again, as you go through the draft, there's always going to be some diamonds here and there, fourth, fifth, sixth round. But wouldn't it be great today for him to be able to find something that is a first round talent that happens to be in the second round that you traded up to get?
Correct.
I mean, that could be.
Yeah,
that could be.
So we'll see.
Can you squeeze in one more, Shay?
Of course I can. The Bears are improved, we think, on paper. Mm-hmm. But the path might not be that easy. The Lions improved their defense after an NFC title game appearance. They got Terry and Arnold, the corner out of Alabama. The Packers improved their offensive line. They went with Jordan Morgan. And the Vikings were very active in the first round, trading up twice and ending up with their quarterback of the future in J.J. McCarthy, as well as the Alabama edge rusher, Dallas Turner. Shot or no shot, the NFC North could be the best division in football.
Yeah, it's NFC or AFC North. Period.
Yes,
for me.
North. It's the Norths. Yeah.
Those two Norths. I think we're a click better than the AFC North, but we'll see. This is a loaded division. When I was listening to Chris Canty break down the Vikings and the talent on their roster, like he does not see that this is a team mailing in this season. He said, you know, you start naming off Jordan Addison and Justin Jefferson and TJ Hockenson and Aaron Jones. Like, they got weapons now.
Yes.
So, and then they replaced Danielle Hunter with Dallas Turner. If he's as good as we all think he is, that's a pretty good football team. So we'll see.
The question?
This is the best division in football.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you.
Yeah.
Because I heard the analysis about the NFC North. And I was
just say shot.
The NFC North. Yeah, I got it. That's a shot. Yeah, I agree with you. All right, coming up, we will have around the NFL draft overreactions. That's still to come on the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show.
Welcome back to Cap and J-Hood. You're officially locked in. Put your hands up in the sky. Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
Nick Foles sucks. He sucks.
I'm just a fan. I'm not a football evaluator.
I love the Green Bay Packers.
The guy is drunk, but there he goes.
This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
I want winners.
He starts to come and then he pulls out.
This is a really thickly built guy.
I mean, what's the answer you're looking for on these things here?
Woo!
topic around the NFL right here on the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000 and also on YouTube, youtube.com. Look for ESPN Chicago. Hit that subscribe button. We're with you till 10. Then Mike Greenberg comes in at 10, followed by Carmen and Yurko at 12. It's Waddle and Sylvie, 2:30 to 6 into the White Sox and the Rays right here on the home of the White Sox, ESPN 1000. Around the NFL, here's Shay Norling. Shay?
Well, Hoodie, I got some overreactions from the first round of the NFL draft, and I don't think there's any better place to start this than the Atlanta Falcons, who did maybe the wildest and arguably dumbest thing I've seen in my life of watching the NFL draft.
Well,
I hesitate to call Terry Fontenot a moron, but I think his owner was doing that in the war room after the pick. Video of a very uncomfortable-looking conversation where Terry Fontenot has to explain selecting Michael Penix 8th overall. A lot to kind of unwrap here. The Falcons went out and paid Kirk Cousins big money for 4 years to be their quarterback in a win-now situation. And then with the 8th pick, they pissed off Kirk Cousins and his agent by surprise selecting Michael Penix, a guy they likely could have gotten later in the first round of the draft if they had traded out of that pick.
Well, you know, as I always say, you got to be honest to your board, kid. He was the best guy available, and they went with Penix. Got to honor your board. That's what they did. Take that.
I would hope he's the number one on their board.
Are you out of your mind?
I was shocked.
Cap.
I mean, if you tell me you took a quarterback and he's not number one on your board, then you really don't know what you're doing. When you give a guy 4 years, $185 million with $100 guaranteed, like if you had brought him in a week ago and said, hey, sit down here. We want to have this conversation with you. If this kid's on the board at 8, we're going to take him, but you're our guy. We're paying you. I think he would have been, okay, if you explain it to me, I get it. You call him while you're on the clock?
Surprise, surprise.
Hey, hello. Kirk? Yeah? That's Terry Fontenot, GM. Yeah, what's up? We're going to take Michael Penix here. You're our guy. You're what? I got to go. We're on the clock.
Yeah.
That's how it went.
See, that.
Damn.
This is what I'm talking about when you talk about need. You know the Falcons did not need a backup quarterback in that spot. Why would you do that with a top 10 pick? That's when I talk about need. You fill the need. If you want a wide receiver, just another weapon for Kirk Cousins, he would have appreciated it. Offensive line help to protect his blind side. He would have appreciated it, but you went Michael Penix because you tried to out-dumb the room. That's what happened, Shay. So this whole thing is like, well, there's your board. If Penix was on top of your board in that spot, you don't know what you're doing. Then you think that Kirk Cousins is made of glass. Seriously.
You ready for the Terry Fontenot quote? If you believe in a quarterback, you have to take him. And if he sits for 4 or 5 years, that's a great problem to have because we're doing so well at that position. So it's as simple as if you see a guy you believe in at that position, you have to take him. Yeah, any time you can take a quarterback that you plan on sitting for 5 years and you're paying him a first-round contract and you're not going to see him play until his rookie extension kicks in, you just have to do it. What a moron.
Sign general manager David Kaplan.
Sign general manager Ryan Pace.
No. I'm talking about the guy that's in there with me. That's on the board? That can't be on the board. Was that a board that was made before Cousins became a Falcon? I'm going to say it's an old board, but you got to change up the board.
I can't answer it. I don't know. I don't understand how he would be number one on their board. I don't understand it. I don't get it.
It's so funny, man.
So ridiculous.
It's just like the Falcons, all this positivity. They went out and got a quarterback. They got this roster that should be winning right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they go and do this. And you just, I saw it and I immediately thought, bad organizations stay bad for a reason. And that's why, right there.
There it is. Just, you're stuck in mediocrity. But we thank the Atlanta Falcons and we celebrate them this morning because that opened the door for Odunze to the Bears. Thank
you. Ryan Poles had to be sitting there with Ian Cunningham going, if they take our guy, I'm going to be really bummed because he was going to trade up. And Ian said, no, don't. This is going to work out. We're going to be okay. All right. They take who? Ryan, they took Penix.
Did you see him laugh in the press conference after?
It's going to go viral now.
About the 8th pick and Ryan Poles laughs. It's insane.
Laughing at another organization. Cap, laughing. chuckling at the Falcon.
I
gotta call my guys down there. I gotta find out what's going on.
It might actually be the dumbest thing I've ever seen watching the draft. That was just stupid.
I mean, all right, Jay.
Speaking of stupid, how about this weird story about David Tepper, the Carolina Panthers owner, who yesterday allegedly walked into a bar that had a marquee out front that said, "Please let the coach and GM make the pick this year." David Tepper saw it and walked in to whine about it to the hostess.
Oh, my God.
You've got to be kidding me.
Oh, my God.
The guy's a billionaire.
See?
If you can't handle the heat, get out.
I can't believe that is a real thing. I can't believe that story. But you know what, Cap? It goes to show you, some that have made millions and billions in the business they're in. You know what I do like to do for a hobby? I like to own a sports team, and I'll run it just like my Fortune 500 company. I'll run it just like my billion-dollar corporation. And they come to find out, hey, by the way, you didn't get criticized on Wall Street because there's no talk show about your corporation on the radio, but it is for sports. It's all over the news when you screw up, when you're a terrible owner, and they can't take it. Because they're insulated with the money in the Fortune 500 company. They don't turn on the radio and go, "They're bashing my company." CNBC's not doing that.
Correct.
Or Fox Business is not doing that.
No, the bar doesn't have a sign out front. Yeah, please make better 2x4s in your lumber yard. Right? No.
But if he gets into sports, like, "I'm being criticized, I'm pulling over. Geez, pull it over. Right now, pull it
over.
Excuse
me, is your manager here?" Yes. What's your name? Shay. Shay, I'm David Tepper. I own the Carolina Panthers. Could you take that stupid sign down out front?
No.
No, it's our bar, and that's what we want.
Right.
What an idiot.
So ridiculously soft. Are you kidding me? Now I got to make another call today down to Charlotte. Find out what's going on there.
Unreal.
Wow. That's amazing.
That one's stunning.
But Cap, did you understand the parallel I just made?
Yeah.
All these guys, they never get the criticism. They're always in the high places. And they're always getting pats on the back. Until you get to sports. You're criticizing my moves? I'm a CEO. I'm a mover and a shaker. Yeah, but you don't know what you're doing. I don't? Look how much money. Have you seen my record? Yeah, but in sports, you suck. How about that? See the difference?
Yeah.
Shay.
The New York Football Giants don't learn from their mistakes.
Oh,
just a few years ago, they took Saquon Barkley with the number 2 overall pick, left Josh Allen on the board. Whoopsie. That didn't work out in terms of winning football games. Got yourself a nice running back, but it didn't really matter in the long run. Now, they waited to take a quarterback in this draft, select Malik Nabers at 6. Uh-oh, Michael Penix and Bo Nix are gone in the next 5 picks. The New York Giants got Malik Nabers. Who's throwing the ball? They will never learn from that mistake. Take the effing quarterback. Hoodie, how many times did I say it?
No question. Now you're stuck, Cap. Now what are you doing?
Boy.
Daniel Jones and Drew Locke and Tommy DeVito. I understand that there's a boatload of money with Daniel Jones, but that's not the answer, Cap.
Correct.
It just isn't. It's not the answer.
But again, you go back to what we were talking about 2 seconds ago, the board. What if Brian Daboll said to you, "I don't like J.J. McCarthy or Michael Penix or Bo Nix. I don't like him. I'm taking the best player on the board and that guy." But I can tell you the Bears loved Malik Nabers. Loved. They never thought he'd be there when they picked. They liked Odunze too, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
What if Brian Daboll, who's a quarterback guru, said, "I'm going to ride another year with Daniel Jones. I got to pay him $40 million anyway. I'll get my quarterback next year."
You better be there next year. He might get fired. Like, this, it's just, my thing, I'm wired a little differently on this, is I don't know if J.J. McCarthy's going to be a good player. Malik Nabers might be a great player. But Malik Nabers and no quarterback gets you nowhere. Same way Saquon Barkley and the dead body of Eli Manning,
right,
and then whoever they got them nowhere.
Daboll's not the GM. Joe Shane is not going anywhere.
I wouldn't be so sure about that. They have another 5-win season. They might all be gone.
Maybe.
I don't know if J.J. McCarthy's going to be great. I don't know if Michael Penix will be great. I don't know if Bo Nix will be great. But I think you have a better chance of finding out if they're on your team. Like, if I don't have a quarterback, this was my whole thing with the Patriots and the Drake May prayer circle. If I don't have a quarterback on my roster and I'm picking in the top 6, top 5, I'm selecting a quarterback until I find one.
Yeah, sometimes.
Because that's the way to be good.
Yeah, sometimes, Cap, if you can bring a rookie quarterback in, it could push Daniel Jones if he feels like his job is threatened. And maybe that gives a little bit more leash to the ball.
Maybe.
I just know that there's a ceiling on the success.
What did you call him?
The Bull?
Dable.
Yeah, the Bull, okay? That's what they call him in New York. They call him the Bull, okay? The Big the Bull.
Again, I just go back to the GM. He may not be there, but he might, if he was not on a mic, might say to you, "Are you guys nuts? We had not have grades at that level for those guys. I'm not taking them."
Okay. And it'll be like the same old Giants. Just recycle them. Just fire everybody after 3 years, 4 years, you know? The Ball was a top-notch head coaching candidate, and now look.
He was coach of the year in 2022.
And then what happened?
Had a bad year.
See how
quarterback
fast?
Got hurt.
Yeah.
That's how fast it changed.
It does, man. All right, more of your reaction to the Bears draft last night. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776, our phone number. And still to come, some thoughts from Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze. The Chicago Bears have made some moves in the draft. We're talking about them on the Home of the Bears, ESPN 1000.
Here's today's headline with Cap'n J-Hood.
Here's David Kaplan.
Thank you, John. The 8 a.m. hour. And Cap'n J-Hood in general, always brought to you by the Village of Bolingbrook and elevate your business at bebolingbrook.com. Bears first round in the books, baby. A great night for the franchise. Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze officially the picks at 1-9. Odunze, a monster year last year in his final season at Washington. Caleb Williams, by far the number one quarterback on the board. In the division, Vikings traded up twice, picked up their future quarterback, J.J. McCarthy of Michigan, and Dallas Turner to play defensive end. He is from Alabama. And the Packers selected offensive tackle Jordan Morgan. The Lions traded up to 24 to select Alabama corner Terrion Arnold.
Brother.
White Sox now just 3-22. Worst 25-game start in the wild card era with a 6-3 loss to Minnesota. They get the Rays tonight. First pitch, 6:40 on ESPN 1000. Pregame at 6 with Connor McKnight. And the Cubbies completed a sweep of Houston yesterday with a 3-1 win, winning on the first career hit by Pete Crow Armstrong, their top rookie. He hit a 2-run home run in the 6th inning, turning a 1-1 game to a 3-1 Cubs victory. They're 16-9. They're in Boston tonight. Jay Moore.
Cap and Jay Hood are back.
Appreciate you guys. I listen to you streaming on the ESPN 1000 app.
Chicago's home for sports. ESPN Chicago.
With the first pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams, quarterback, Southern California.
With the 9th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Rome Odunze, wide receiver, Washington.
Oh.
And that's how it was last night in Detroit, Michigan. The site of the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears get their guys, Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze, to further solidify this offense. We're glad you're with us here on the Cap'n J-Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. Cap, just from my standpoint, never before have we seen the activity in this offseason for the Chicago Bears, what they've been able to do, and the excitement, Cap. Just tell us about the anticipation. You need to paint that picture. You're a radio guy. Paint the picture about what happened at Soldier Field leading into the leading into the pick. Tell us about just the atmosphere.
People were so excited. We knew it was going to be Caleb.
Yes.
I saw somebody went on DraftKings and bet. It was minus 10,000 that Caleb goes first. Mm-hmm. You bet 10,000 to win $100. And some idiot did it.
Okay.
Needed the $100, I guess.
Sure.
But people were just, there was electricity the whole night. I got there at like 4:30, and we weren't on until 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what are all these people doing here? It's 4:30. I thought it'd be quiet. I'd go sit up, have a cup of coffee, watch Waddle and Sylvie do their show with Thayer and Joniak. Who are all these people? And the parking lot's getting crowded. Like, this is insane.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time that thing kicked off at 6:50 or whatever, and then 7 o'clock, 7:02, whatever it was, the pick comes, that stadium was lit. People were just waiting to explode. And then when they got Roma Dunze, oh my God. It was an amazingly cool thing to witness.
We want to find out your reaction. As I'm sitting in the Hood Cave, Cap, I've got the NFL draft, several coverages of the NFL draft on. I got the NBA on in the Hood Cave as well. And I'm watching this draft. And knowing, here's the thing, Cap. You and I both knew, and we all knew what the number one pick is going to be. I think even for some Justin Fields fans out there, they still are holding out hope that Caleb Williams would go to Washington, even last night.
Well, there was some jackaloon walking around the VIP draft party in a Justin Fields Steelers jersey.
All good.
Okay.
All good.
Really? We're going to do that
all
here.
All good. Yeah. But just think about it. People, even though we knew, the spoiler, it was not a rumor. It was a spoiler that Caleb Williams is going to be the number one pick. But I was still, with anticipation, waiting for that name to be called. And, of course, even more anticipation for nine. I'm sitting there like, oh, they got their choices here. First of all, you're just stunned that the Atlanta Falcons stepped in front of the Bears and got Michael Penix. But at nine, I'm thinking, boy, the world's an oyster. They still control the draft even at nine moving forward. They could trade. They could stay, get a quality player at nine. And they were able to get Roma Dunze.
It's amazing. Great. Amazing, amazing stuff. And
pop the fist going.
You have Ryan Poles audio. I'd love to play it again, where he said, Ian, his trusty assistant GM, who will not be here much longer, he will be a GM. He's been in the finalists for multiple jobs. And if the Bears do what we think they're going to do and take another step forward, he's going to get a gig. Mm-hmm. But he said, Ian had to talk me out of not doing something crazy to trade up to get their guy.
Yeah.
Super cool.
Some thoughts from Caleb Williams, why he's the right player for Chicago.
Because I care. I care about the community. I care about the fans. I care about winning games. I care about my teammates and their families, the coaches, the custodians, all the people around the facility. Just the overall holistic, you know, caring about the Chicago Bears.
But then Roma Dunze is drafted.
Yeah! Oh, let's go.
Hell yeah. I would have spiked this water, but we got cameras.
What happened?
We got our guy. We got our guy.
Who's your guy?
Uno. Uno.
Okay. Are you ready for some?
Tell that story, Kev, you told yesterday that we found out about Caleb Williams and Dunze being on the same flight.
So they were on the same flight, so Caleb posted a picture to his Instagram of, look who's on my flight to Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And they had been working out together in California, and the other two guys running pass patterns with them, DJ Moore and Keenan Allen. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, you three dudes are all going to be teammates. I don't know if I'm going to get there. And there he is at nine. There he is. Like, Pulse literally said, we talked about trading up to get him.
Mm-hmm.
Super cool, man. Super cool.
Ryan Poles about how the Bears were able to get this right. Oh, no. Actually, you know what? It's about nervous that Adunze would not be there.
Yeah.
We played this earlier for those that missed it. Listen.
I go back one step. It wasn't so much like a specific position group. The players, you know, like I told you the other day, Ian and I sequenced the board out all the way across, and Rome was extremely high on that list. That's why I was nervous that he wasn't going to be there at nine. Our simulations, it was about a 50-50 shot if he was going to be there. But as it started to unfold, Ian had to hold me back from not trying to trade up and do something crazy to get him. But it ended up working out really well.
Bob in Libertyville on Cap and J-Hood. Hey, Bob.
What's up, Bobby?
Hey, guys. So I'm racking my brain going back all through Bears history, but I guess it's more important across the league right now. I mean... Is there a team you would trade with all your top three, your three receivers for their three receivers? Because I'm going back through Bears history, and I can't think of any trio that's even close to this. And across the league, is there anybody right now where you would say, I'll trade my three for your three? Because for the last 5, 8, 10 years, it's like, you know, 31 out of 31 teams you probably would have. But now I can't come up with anybody.
Well, let's see. The Eagles have A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. Who's their number three receiver, Shay? Who's the Eagles' number three? Because those two dudes are proven, and they're really, really freaking good.
Right, and that's why I'm calling you guys, because I figure you guys will have access to that. I'm, like, thinking, you know, there's some top teams with with two really good.
Yeah, Miami has Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill.
I got Devontae Parker.
Right? What's that? And Devontae Parker. So they got a really good threesome.
That's Philly. It's Devontae Parker.
Oh, Philly. Okay, he's there now. Philly has those three. We had Jalen Waddle, Tyreek Hill. I don't know who the Braxton Berrios is their third. So I would tell you I like the Bears better than that. Tyreek might be the best of that group, but I like the Bears three better.
There's a lot of teams where you would maybe say one for one, but I'm like thinking all three, it's boys.
Minnesota, if you count Hockenson, pretty good when you got Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison. Those are pretty, and KJ Osborne. So that's pretty good too.
Yeah, if you're asking about historically with the Chicago Bears, I mean, again, we can only give you two and not three. So you think about the 95 Kramer team with Curtis Conway and
Jeff Graham.
Pretty strong, right?
Pretty strong.
So, I mean, on the roster was Keith Jennings, targeted some. But I think that you're talking about two wide receivers that are quality for the Bears. I have to go back to 95. But think about what you have here. Again, two veterans already. I mean, we're celebrating Rumo Dunze, but the point is that Keenan Allen's here, along with DJ Moore. Two veteran bookend wide receivers, along with a rookie. Tyler Scott, look out, buddy.
Yeah.
Better figure it out quickly.
If I was Tyler Scott, I would literally be in the gym this morning, getting my workout in and going, okay, let's go.
Yep.
Keenan Allen hasn't played 17 games in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be plenty of opportunities for me if I work my tail off. All you got to do is take care of your business.
Bears fans, we're talking to you. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Congratulations, by the way, to Paul. He got the Hawthorne Party Pack in as a qualifier to win a $1,000 free bet on the Kentucky Derby. We're going to draw the winner coming up an hour from now right here on Cap and Jay Hood. More of your thoughts on the Bears coming up.
And when we come back, one of our tweeters has a great point that might shed some light on why the Falcons did what they did.
Cap and Jay Hood, weekday morning, 7 to 10.
Cap and Jay Hood are back.
Oh, Cap, Jay Hood, big fan, man.
Cap and Hoodie.
Bop, 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 bop.
Watch out, fellas.
On Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
We'll hear from Courtney Cronin from Detroit coming up at 9:18 here on Cap and Jay Hood.
Thank you again to our great friends at Hard Rock Casino Northern Indiana for their partnership throughout the Bears season. But they are the title sponsor of all of our Bears coverage, including the draft. So if you're looking for a good time, Hard Rock Casino Northern Indiana, baby.
312-332-3776 is our telephone number. Some thoughts from Rome Odunze, the new wide receiver for the Chicago Bear. He's excited.
It feels great. I'm super blessed, you know, to just be picked in the draft period, but to my 6-year-old Rome's favorite team, to, you know, my favorite player's team, and Devin Hester, I'm super excited. Oh, I'm excited. I got to see from another sideline how special he is. So, you know, to finally, you know, be on his team now, I know we're going to be able to accomplish some great things.
Caleb.
I was a big Devin Hester fan, so, you know, he played for the Bears, and those are my favorite player, my favorite team.
Now you get to be part of this storied franchise. Pretty exciting.
Exactly. You know, hopefully make my mark, but, you know, so many legends to come, so I got big expectations.
Stars are aligning, Cap. You got a Bears fan as a wide receiver yesterday.
Yeah, super, super cool. And we'll see where this thing goes. We will see. Let me just read you this real quick.
Mm-hmm.
So one of our fine tweeters said, Bears quarterbacks in their surrounding skill positions in their rookie year. Mitchell Trubisky, 2017. Here was his skill positions. Jordan Howard, Tariq Cohen, Kendall Wright, Josh Bellamy, Dontrell Inman, Zach Miller, and Deion Sims. Not very good.
Nope.
Justin Fields, 2021. David Montgomery, Khalil Herbert, Darnell Mooney, Allen Robinson, Demir Byrd, Cole Kmet, and Jimmy Graham. Not great, but better.
Mm-hmm.
Caleb Williams, DeAndre Swift, Roshan Johnson, DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Rome Odunze, Cole Kmet, Gerald Everett.
Yeah,
oh, God.
That'll work.
Game on.
And those are veterans, proven veterans, that's with this team added with a young guy like Rome Odunze. That's when you're putting your best foot forward and saying, we're not just going to make a cursory move. We're going to make multiple moves to make an impact on the upcoming season. That's what Ryan Poles and the staff have done.
And by the way, one of our fine tweeters said, he's at Cubs 2016, Speculation, but do you think the Falcons made the pick for Penix because they're afraid their first-round pick will be stripped next year for tampering with Kirk, so they felt forced to start the succession plan this year?
That's fine, but just not him. If that is the case, again, that's speculation, but if that's the case, sure, but not Michael Penix. There's better quarterbacks out there, including Denver. I think that's going to be underrated under the radar. That was a solid,
Bo Nix.
Solid choice by getting Bo Nix. Very solid.
And one other thing, best wide receiver trio, we missed a team. Cincinnati still has T. Higgins, Jamar Chase, and Tyler Boyd.
Kevin in Hinsdale on Cap and Jay Hood. Hey, Kev, good morning.
Hey, morning, guys. Morning, Cap.
What's up?
All I got to say is what a night last night and what a day today. If I had to use one word to sum up last night, I would echo Space's sign off as woo. And I'm not knocking anybody today, Cardinals, Giants. In fact, I'll petition the state of Illinois to get the bird changed. We don't need the Cardinals. Leave them for St. Louis. The Falcons did us a solid. It's the Falcons. And, you know, on top of it, I hit a little 400 plus 400 for a wide receiver for nine. So I'm going to spend some of those shekels on a jersey. It's not going to be Fields. It's not going to be Caleb Williams. It's not going to be Roma Dunze. It's going to be number 72. It's not going to be the fridge. It's going to be Ryan Poles, because that was his number at Boston College. He had a great draft. And, you know, the more I listen to him talk, the more he kind of reminds me of Theo in the rebuild. It gets me excited. And, you know, we're building through the draft. We're not overpaying for veterans. And, you know, we're building from the trenches out. I think, you know, we got Jones and Wright at tackles. We got Davis and Jenkins. If they stay healthy at guards, we just need a center. So I wanted to think about it, to hear what you guys thought about. I know Shay talked about trading up for Jackson Powers, maybe Connor Williams. Mm-hmm. I think it's important for a rookie quarterback to have a guy that can help call out offensive line calls, help out with the defensive calls. But that's pretty much all I got to say. Just a lot of love today. You know, keep it positive. And all the Fields only guys, it's all about the name on the front of the jersey and not the back. So let's get on board.
All right, my friend. Appreciate your telephone call.
I know we got to get to break for nine, but Diana Russini just tweeted this. Listen to this. Michael Penix did not take a top 30 visit to Atlanta. The Falcons only attended a 45-minute workout and met with him at the combine for 15 minutes. It's almost unheard of for a quarterback taken in the first to not be on a team's top 30. In the end, Atlanta felt comfortable with the work they did.
They was nervous.
They're the dumbest team ever. Oh, my God.
They thought that pick going to get stripped. Yep. Nervous.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. They didn't even talk to him.
My God.
Are you kidding me?
They did not. 45-minute workout.
Terry Fontenot, pack a box, man. Like, if I'm the owner of that team, Fontenot, bye. You're out of the war room. I'm not letting you run the second round. Get out.
He was the best on the board, kid.
I mean, five years from now, he may be all pro. We're all like, wow.
Yeah, no.
But I don't think so.
That ain't happening. That's something.
That is unbelievable.
See? That's a Bears-like move. Bears don't make moves like that anymore.
Correct.
See?
That is correct.
If we're in Atlanta, we are turning the tables over right now.
Oh, my God. And by the way, the Bengals, Tyler Boyd is a free agent, and KJ Osborne plays for New England now. So we might be right there.
In 2 minutes, more of your phone calls on the Bears. It is a Bears Victory Friday on the Cap and J Hood Morning Show.